Let's get this bitch started. I said, we got this.
Flow stupid, yet the rhyme's so brilliant. Never could you bring the kid down, I'm too resilient. And fuck them biting ass niggas who be stealing. Y'all niggas copy my style like a chameleon. I'm a Brazilian, that's one in a million. Too high for ceilings, it's how I am feeling. What the blood clot? How did all these thug rocks have me looking dumb hot with my eyes all bloodshot? Now that's a mugshot in the making. No need for ovens when you're waking.
Yo, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Heads Podcast, H Cubed, up in this bitch.
Yeah, so we back with another episode this week, y'all. And normally, you know, I wait my grievances to the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? I say my little spiel at the end of the show, but I got to say it at the beginning this time.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to forget. Fuck you to the bitch-ass nigga working at Metro Wifeland Station that the fucking scanner wasn't reading my fucking smart chip to open up the gate to get out of the garage. And the bitch-ass nigga was like, oh, you got to use your card now. Man, fuck you.
What the fuck?
So what I did was I backed my ass up, scanned it out the other joint, and got my ass on home. Because, and it's just like, bro, you could have just opened the joint for real.
No bull.
I hate people who go about shit that way. When it's like, yo, I'm all for doing your job, but nobody will be hurt with you letting me go. Why? Because I actually tried to scan my shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you know, Metro's people that work for Metro have never consistent or historically been helpful. So, you know, random shit. But like, fuck that nigga then. I'm with you. I ride or die, dog.
Fuck that nigga. I don't care who his family is. I don't care how many kids he got to feed at home.
Damn.
He over here trying to be Superman at Metro. Calm down.
What a fucking beast.
Back to business, though.
Well, we back, and there's been not too much going on, really, so we're going to have, like, a kind of a light episode, but at the same time, like, not all hip-hop-based episode, but there's some important international shit going on right now, and to kick off the international joint, we're going to talk about the motherfucking Euro Cup that is going on right now. All the European teams have been slugging it out for, like, the last month to see who's going to make it to the final, and the final was finally set. I think it was set yesterday. It's going to be Spain, who beat France to advance, and England, who beat the Netherlands to advance. So England and Spain will be in the final of the Euro Cup. It sounds like it's going to be a good final, and maybe England can actually win something. I don't know. The people that created the sport don't never win shit.
Don't ever win shit. But let me tell you, you know what's so funny about people whose teams never win shit? When they actually be winning, dog, like, even if they've never talked to you about the sport in their life, they just come out the woodworks like, yo, we about to win this joint, my nigga. And it's like, dog, I've never heard you mention soccer in your life, bro. So I say that to say to my friend Emily, who's from the UK, she fucking randomly brought this shit up and pretended like she's been watching England play every time that they play. Get the fuck out of here. We don't believe you.
You she probably I mean? Has but for not... the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And you know, to just kind of, I guess, slide on into the tournament, like, dog, the last round, it was all penalty games or overtime games.
Oh, my God. All every single one of them.
Oh, man. Honestly, great game. I think it was last Saturday is when Spain beat France. No, it wasn't France. It was who the fuck was it?
I don't know. Spain played right before.
Damn. Germany. I'm sorry. It was Spain, Germany. Mm. When it went to overtime and Spain won with a header in the 118th minute right before penalties.
Jesus Christ.
And then of course they went on to beat, you know, Portugal.
Portugal went out in penalties. I saw that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the second game in a row that they did penalties. They were lucky to win the first one because I think they were playing Slovenia. They played Slovenia to advance, and it was 0-0 straight to penalties. And like they looked like they would barely beat Slovenia. And then like because the goalkeeper was on point, I think he blocked like two penalties during the game. One from Cristiano and one from the other guy missed.
My bad. The whole time it was France that beat Portugal. Mm. It was France. Okay. So Man, honestly, it's just been so much soccer happening that it's so easy to confuse, you know, one drunk. Because I definitely was like, what the fuck? Hold on. Who did Portugal lose to or whatever? But the whole time, it was fucking France. But it was the penalties. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah. So, that's honestly, that was just weird. But Portugal has never really been great about scoring during games. I feel like a lot of the time, like, they either barely score right before the end of the game or they go to penalties for whatever tournament that they're in. So, yeah, whatever.
You know, and it's funny because, like, a lot of people bring up Messi when it comes to, like, him not scoring in cups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I want to say he only has one goal this whole cup. You know what I mean? Granted, he is older. You know what I mean? Same thing with Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He is older. And it's kind of sad to see these, like, and it kind of makes you feel real old when you think about it. That you kind of seen these niggas kind of, like, you know, rise and become these, you know, mega ginormous worldwide superstars.
Yeah.
And now they're, like, you know, realistically within, like, 4 or 5 years of retiring.
Very true, very true. And honestly, I think the biggest thing with and I don't think people really take it into account, especially when he was at Barcelona, but Messi is usually fed the ball to score. Like, and now, and with Argentina, a lot of the times they want him to be the creator of the play, so he's not always in the position to score.
Right.
So, like, that's one thing. Because, like, club play is way different than your fucking your national team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the system is going to be different. Where people are going to be put is different, and it's not always going to put people to their best where they would normally play. Because the U.S. did that when Klinsmann was the coach, and it used to piss me off. Why put people in a position that they're not the best at? That just doesn't make sense to me. But anyway,
and I think that's a very good point, because, you know, people, like you said, they look at how somebody plays on a club level. And it's kind of like you said, you know, when it comes to international play, it's played a little differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you don't kind of move the ball through, your best player as you would in, like, you know, club teams or whatever. Like, it's just different, because you got, especially, like, you know, for a long time, he had Di Maria and Higuain right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Two fucking beasts.
True. Higuain let himself get a little fat. That was one thing.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So he wasn't up to step for a lot of the things. I really can't say much about Di Maria because I haven't really been paying as close attention to soccer as I used to, so I don't really know what he's looking like or how he's playing or anything like that. But I remember the Italian press frying Higuain.
Because he got fat?
Because he got fat, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was always kind of like a few cheeseburgers away from, like, an extra large, you know?
That's true.
So I've always kind of felt that way. Yeah, I don't know. But nonetheless, I think the Messi hate is a little over the top for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? This comes from a Real Madrid fan at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So, obviously, you know, I'm always root for my man Ronaldo, you know, regardless of him, you know, selling out and going to fucking to Doha or wherever the fuck, Saudi Arabia, I think he went.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia, I think.
And got paid, you know what I mean? Fuck it. You know, it is what it is. You finish your career getting a gigantic bag, and, you know, cool, right? But he's always going to be, even more than Man U, he's always going to be the Real Madrid GOAT, you know what I mean? In so many ways. So, whatever. But again, you know, it's just kind of crazy to see. You know, obviously Messi is still in the semi. He's playing in the finals. I think it's this Sunday.
Oh,
so yeah. A chance to go back, I think twice in the last 3 years, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not 3 years, but three Copas, Copa Americas. So I think that would be.
I think they're every 2 years?
So twice in, like, 6 years or so, which, again, still, it's still pretty good. And yeah, so, you know, we're going to see how that happens, how that plays out. I think both finals should be played this weekend. So it should be a great weekend for sports. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Definitely should. But yeah, man. And just in about, you know, 20 minutes or so, Uruguay plays against Colombia in the semifinals. So, again, we about to watch that.
Yes,
and we're going to keep y'all posted, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Apparently, Sexy Red is about to go out on tour, and apparently she is doing an arena tour. And that kind of shocked a lot of people, apparently. But apparently she's getting what do you? It's not blue ball. It's not black ball. I don't know, but apparently
blackmailed.
Huh?
Oh.
Basically, promoters apparently are working against her for her
blackballed.
Yeah, blackballed. They're blackballed. They're trying to blackball her for whatever reason, saying that she ain't got the ticket sales to do an arena tour, but apparently she does, and she's confident in it, and she's signed up to play at a couple of arenas. I don't know if everything is an arena, so you know.
Yeah.
But
no, I mean,
it's just kind of crazy, you know. She's young. She's new.
No, definitely. I'm sure she's had, you know, tours already where she's played like at, you know, smaller venues, places for, you know, 5,000 people, yeah, or something like that. Dog, an arena tour is held for the biggest of artists, because I feel like in order to fill up an arena, you need more than just a couple hits. I feel like you need a core fan base.
Yeah.
A fan base that no matter what you drop, mm-hmm, they're going to be copping that shit. They're going to be, you know, going to the concerts. You know, they'll go to multiple kind of, like, that's the type of fan base you need, in my opinion, in order to have an arena show. Like, it literally is held probably for, like, the top, you know, 5% of all artists, mm-hmm, for being honest. Yeah. Or at least it should be. So, I know that, you know, she's one of the hottest artists just in general right now. Mm-hmm. I think definitely in rap, I think she's, you know, a really, really big name. But, you know, I've thought the same thing. Like, you know, how is she going to sell out arenas when in reality she probably should be doing like an amphitheater?
Yeah, like even, you know, like, you know, do like regular theater joints, like the Howard Theater or something like that, you know.
I don't know if you've ever been to Jiffy Lube Live in Virginia.
Oh yeah, I've been there. That's a good one.
Even a place like that, like, and that place is big. It's like big, it's pretty shit. Fucking yeah. Big, but I don't think it's as big as an arena, and I think that those are the type of venues that, you know, are probably best to do at her part in her career, because I don't think she's even been out for, excuse me, over 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And then she took time off because she had a kid.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, granted, right, one thing that you cannot deny about Sexy Red is that she's fucking out here making hits, dog.
Yeah,
like literally, true. Literally, for like the last year, maybe year and a half, she's had a hit song that's like trending, you know, rather it's for actually being good or for it just being raunchy and, mm-hmm, kind of crazy.
Yep.
It is what it is. That's part of the game.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And y'all that's know what she is. She doesn't try to be anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, that's the beauty of Sexy Red. And honestly, why I'm a humongous fan of hers is that she's so raw and just herself. And I feel like she really don't try to do, like, try to be anything else. I think, if anything, it might be, like, you know, the record label, whatever, pushing. But I think her as herself, mm-hmm, like, she just seems so genuine. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's her talking about, you know, herself in a sexual way, or whether it's, you know, just kind of having a regular conversation. I've seen a couple interviews of hers, and it's so easy to be a fan of hers. You know what I mean? Like, it really is. I'm willing to say, right, if you're rooting against Sexy Red, then you just a hater, honestly.
Pretty much. Let that girl rock. I mean, she a little raunchy, but we've had that in every like, you know, what we call generation of rap, you know, where you've had the person who's like, they do the sexy raunchy shit, blah blah blah, blah. And then you've got like the sexy Cardis, but then you've got like the what Lil Kim ended up being, like, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, mm-hmm, like where they just go completely wild. So, or you got the Kayas who are just out here wilding out, you know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody there's room for everybody.
And right, that, like, you know, for some reason the song that came to me, or mine for me, is you know, and I granted, I feel like you gotta look at it from the 1999-2000 lens, mm-hmm, but like a song like Thong Song, you know what I mean, where, mm-hmm, the whole music video is just a bunch of asses everywhere.
Exactly. And it kind of always bothered me that song is the same lyrics over and over again, but, you know, we'll get into that. We can get into that another day.
But see, like granted, he might be singing better than Sexy Red is rapping, mm-hmm, but it's still the general idea of that song is the same,
exactly,
as something that Sexy Red is. It's a simple, not granted, I get that there's more to that part, like the hook, or no, I'm sorry, the verse, even though he pretty much just kind of says the same thing on that shit too.
Yeah,
living the vida loca, which that nigga got sued for that part, right?
Did he?
He did.
No, I don't know if he got sued for that. I didn't remember hearing that he did.
He did, dog. I remember I seen like a video on Viceland where he can't, well, not him, but I think like somebody that worked with him or that produced the song or something like that came out and was like, yeah, dog, that that joint got like he got sued for that song, for that Living La Vida Loca from Ricky Martin.
Damn, like he's got the monopoly on that phrase, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
No, I mean, but no, but like if you don't ask for permission even to take like a bar, because it's clear he's imitating the Ricky Martin.
Yeah, I guess
he's on the Living La Vida Loca.
I think that's a little petty, but yeah, I understand they wild like that in the music industry.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, duh, listen, it's a cold game, mm-hmm. as I'm sure everybody knows. But yeah, no, like, you know, songs like that, to bring it back, in their time, I'm sure, like, you know, people were thinking, was like, yo, you know, like I guess uptight people maybe mm-hmm. was thinking like, yo, like, what's up with this fucking thong song? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's probably yeah. the same thing that people think about Sexy Red when they talk about Coochie Pink, My Booty Hole Brown.
Yeah. Oh God, I remember hearing about that. That was hilarious.
Coochie Pink, My Booty Hole Brown. Nah, but hey, even now, like the joint that get it sexy, get it sexy. Like, dog, the beats on them joints be so hard okay. and be cranking. So one thing I will say about her, like I said, she be rocking, but I just don't know if she could do arena shows just based off of the fact that she's only been here for 2 years, if that. So, you know what I mean? Like, shout outs to Sexy Red, though. Keep rocking out. Love her personality. Love who she is. Mm-hmm. And her music be rocking. So, that's hopefully right. she can keep growing as an artist.
Hey, there you go. Now, this joint has been the meme that has probably been passed around 150 million times. And now they're starting to do all type of shit with it. But and apparently she got over 1 billion hits or something like that the other day, and got, and it was like getting celebrated and shit like that. There's some videos I saw, but the little hawk to the girl, spit on that thing, yang. That joint has been everywhere. Like, they went on a search to find this girl. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
they literally went on a search to find this girl after this joint came out. Now, it was fucking hilarious what she did say. I don't know if she was drunk or she was just being brutally honest. But, yo, that is going to live in infamy as one of the most, like, popular memes of all time.
All right, now, let me ask you this, right? Why do you think that joint got as popular as it did?
I don't know.
Personally,
I don't know. I think just because she was, it seemed like she was being truthful, and that she was cool with just being nasty with it and going, you know, just going at it. She ain't had no problem with it. She had no problem admitting that she does it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that'll probably do it for most people. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, look, I agree 100%. I think the delivery of it was just so, like, smooth. Oh, you know what I mean?
Perfect, dog.
It was just like, it was kind of like a girl version, and I hate to use this word because I don't know how else to use it, and I heard somebody using it, but it's like a girl version of rizzing somebody up.
I barely know what rizzing is, but I do know,
but you,
like, basically.
But you know, yeah. like, kind of like going smack, kind of like, you know, laying some game, kind of. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
So, dog, she just like, that shit kind of, and on top of that, she was cute.
Mm-hmm, very much.
You know what I mean? Cute white girl who got a fucking southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's
apparently
shit.
A deep throat.
Hey, now
let me stop.
There we go.
But congratulations to her. There I wish I had remembered go, to like remember what her actual name is. I think it might be Haley or some shit like that.
Damn, hold on. Let's look it up. Just
Hawk. But yo, congratulations to the Hawk Tua girl. She accepted her shit in the Tua Lova jersey from Miami. That y'all had me done.
Her name is Haley Welch, correct?
There you go.
Haley
so congratulations,
Welch.
Haley Welch.
And she always got the little Prada chain on. So, you know, that bar must be paying all right. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Well, now she get money from, you know. I don't know where you get money from when you go viral like that. You know what I'm saying? Like.
I mean, I think you probably get, like, endorsements because you get, like, a lot of followers on IG, a lot of followers wherever. So you get that. I mean, I would think, like, if you're getting, you know, X amount of traffic to your page, you could be like, yo, like, give me some ads, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking lit right now. Everybody want to follow me.
Hey. Hey, you know well, mean? You know, congratulations to her. I'm not making that money. I wish I was, but fuck it, you know.
Somebody yeah, no. Dog, but see, again, I think that's, like, the perfect example. Because, you know, everybody tries to, like, you know, blow up as a personality, you know, like when people, and I think the problem is that people just aren't like, this really felt like she was just being herself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And as cliche and corny as it sounds, you know, the key to everything, but in this case, this is to just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what she did, and that's why she probably gonna be a millionaire off of that statement.
Oh, honestly. She probably is, and she probably gonna make T-shirts and all type of shit
for sure.
But you know, hey, she deserved it. I mean, she came up with her job. She might as well. What do you call it? Like sign away the joint so you have to pay her to use the phrase or some shit like that.
Oh, copyrighted.
There you go, copyright. See, them words, they're not coming to me today.
Yeah, nah, she better. She fucking better.
All right, and of course, after long, long speculation—not really long speculation—we knew it was coming. But Kendrick finally dropped it. Not Like Us music video. I watched it when it first came out. And honestly, like I said, my memory ain't been shit, so I don't really remember what was going on in the video. I remember enjoying it, but I don't really remember what the fuck happened in it. So you
want to speak on that joint, bro? Oh, sure. All right, so quick synopsis real quick. Mm-hmm. Starts off with my man K-Dot knocking on the door. Little clown opens the window, asks what the password is. And, of course, he says, I see dead people.
Yeah, of course.
And that kind of puts a little context behind why that was even in the song to originate with in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you know, he walks in and it kind of looks like he's in like a crazy house or like a psych ward or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's people around him. And then of course the song drops and he's essentially rapping in there. And then you have a lot of, B-roll from, you know, Compton, all over Compton. People all around the city, Kendrick driving around in a Lambo, I want to say, or Ferrari. But you know, just it honestly is a great fucking music video. I think it did exactly what it was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if I'm not mistaken, it broke like the fucking YouTube record for like the most viewed.
Oh yeah, like video. Easily. Within 24 hours, it broke it.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now the fucking song has 42 million views in 6 days.
Jesus Christ.
In six fucking days, y'all. So, you know, and of course the Drake fans are gonna come out here and say, oh, you know, it's all bots, you know, that's the reason. But dog, you know, and not to shy away from finishing talking about the video, right? But I was really thinking about this shit, dog, earlier. Because, you know, I'll be on Twitter, and I see both sides, like, both stands. And it's crazy that both of these artists have, like, super stands that, like, will not look at something objectively. But that made me think, right? Dog, that's just how politics are in America.
Yeah, everything where, is tribal.
Dog, everything is tribal, and you can't agree with something if it doesn't align with what you, you know, what side you align yourself with.
Exactly.
Which is, it's kind of crazy, right? But I feel like that shit was kind of set up to be that way, to be easier to control, you know what I mean?
That's why we only have two sides. There's not a third side, because then chaos will erupt.
Nigga, that's just kind of crazy. Like, when you really think about it, and granted, maybe this is just a high moment I'm having right now, but I really do think it's kind of nuts that, like, you know, like, people are just okay with, like, that being the case. Because it's like, yo, I remember, like, my folks, right, like, growing up, before I ever knew what political parties were, I knew my parents were Democrats. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter who the Democrat running was. Exactly. My parents was voting for the Democrat. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, probably the same is probably true for Republicans. You know what I mean?
True.
So it's kind of crazy to, you know, to bring it back to see how, like, I don't know if it's fanaticism. Yeah. Like, it's I don't even know if that's a word, to be honest, but regardless, shout out to the dictionary.
There you go.
It's kind of crazy to see how that kind of just runs prevalent, not only, you know, with fucking music on social media, but like in fucking politics and shit. Yeah, like that, you know what I mean?
Fucking life, which is kind of scary, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, it is what it is, and it's really not going to change. Some people just want to belong to the side or whatever like that, and they don't care what's really happening because they're just too busy saying I'm this, and they're not paying attention to the details.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, I don't know, just kind of crazy to see, because, you know, like I said, I'm on Twitter, I see all the Kendrick Lamar like stands, and again, I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan, but there are Kendrick Lamar stands, mm-hmm. dog, that like. Their whole page, like, it'll be like a Kendrick Lamar. And again, same thing for Drake. It'll be like a Drake picture, and it'll be like OVO James or some stupid ass shit.
Always posting up some random verse.
And all, yeah, exactly. And all I'm hoping, right, is that these are all kids. Because if you're a grown ass motherfucker doing this kind of shit, dog, you need to A, get a job, or, you know, or B, go back to school, my nigga.
For real, because if you're an adult,
challenge yourself.
If you're an adult and you got that type of time on your hands, bro, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, dog, I'm telling you, it'll be like every single day. Like, they'll post, like, they'll find, like, little things, little jabs to throw at the other side. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, yo, how do you live your life like this?
Yeah, it's, and you're so worried about someone else that has no relevancy really in your life and never will, like, no matter how hard you cape for them, they're never going to acknowledge you for it. So, never. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And granted, like I said, I hope these are kids doing this shit because, mm-hmm. like, you know, I've obviously been young and, like, had a strong fanaticism about artists and shows, and I get that. But, dog, if you're a grown-ass person and you still kind of feel that way, then you need to, like, live life, you know what I mean? Like, you need to fucking go out and meet people.
Exactly. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But back to the video, though. I think the video was fucking great. I loved how, you know, it just kind of was the victory lap of all this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like the second victory lap pretty much, because the first one was fucking the show, the pop out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, with this joint, again, second victory lap, this one with his nuts out. You know
true
what I mean?
Facts.
And you gotta love it, man. You gotta love it. And pretty much I've heard academics say that Drake is dropping new music very soon, but that he's not dissing Kendrick anymore. That is over.
Because that is the smart thing to do.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And we've mentioned this a couple times on the show. How are people going to be receptive of it? Because Drake has dropped many different features, and all of them, dog, all of them haven't really done shit. Yeah, it came and went.
Exactly.
So, again, it is the summertime. We know that all it really takes is for a hot song to drop, typically, right? Typically.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, I just really want to know how people are going to receive it with, you know, with all this shit. With people kind of like, because he's the laughing stock of pop culture essentially right now.
Yeah. Because he's not planning to release an album, is he?
I want to say it's just going to be a single or two, couple songs.
That would probably be the smartest thing to do. Actually, I think the smartest thing to do would not be to release anything at all for like the remainder of the year.
Honestly, I think so too. I think so too, because I think people forget. And I think, you know, with all the shit that we talk about Drake, the man is still very talented. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if he just fucking lays low, doesn't, you know, post on Instagram, doesn't fucking do shit like that, kind of just lays real low, and then comes back next summer with a banger, that's all it takes.
That's all it's going to take.
Because people have short-term memory, dog. At the end of the day, if you come up, like, that's just the reality of it. But people have to forget about this shit. Yeah. And right now, Kendrick, again, took another victory lap with his nuts out. Yeah. So people are back at remembering, yo, this nigga Kendrick just killed Drake. Mm-hmm. He killed that nigga. So, and, you know, word is Kendrick is supposed to drop an album soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I agree with you. I think what's best for Drake right now is to lay low, you know, go be a father as you should be. And work out and keep that Ozempic body up. You know what I mean? Like,
I love it.
Like, my nigga, that shit come back if you stop using it and don't work out. Like,
no
come
bull.
On, bro.
No bull.
You know what I mean? So,
I mean, you know, some people gotta learn the hard way.
Absolutely. Drake and like some like rich lawyer that in fucking Nebraska somewhere.
No bull.
Telling you.
All right, y'all. That's really about all that we had today. The game is now on, but it's only a couple minutes in. But I do have a suggestion for today.
Oh!
And my suggestion is listen to a rapper called Big X the Plug. He's been around for a minute now. He's got a lot of good songs. They're really very well sampled from old school shit, like 70s and 90s shit. So, like, yo, give the man a chance. Like, I think he's real vicious, and I think he's really, really going to blow up.
Nice. Hell yeah. I've seen his name like pop up like on stories. People use his songs on stories.
Yep.
And the joints sound hard for sure. So yep. definitely check that man out.
If as long as he keeps keeps his mind on the prize, then everything will be fine for them.
That's a fact.
All right, y'all. Well, that's about it for today. Again, thank you for coming back and listening. Sorry, this episode is a little bit short, but you know, lots of stuff going on. Yo, be good, and if you can't be good, at least be the best that you can be.
Hey, man, if you can't do that, man, at least make your mama proud again. Sure. Fuck you to the bitch nigga working at Metro right now. Probably still there. Hot as fuck. No, fuck bull. You.
And them long ass pants and that big ass white shirt.
Oh, must suck to be you, nigga.
Ooh,
fuck.
That's why he was angry. Yo.
Hey.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Love y'all. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Be good together. We love you. Peace.
Peace.